All right, it's 8:40. Hope you're having a great Thursday morning. 70 degrees here at our studios. And still anticipating that rain to move in. Could be heavy at times today. But won't be prolonged. We'll see that sunshine moving back in tomorrow, probably sticking with us throughout the course of the weekend. And joining us now, Detective Eric Edson with the Sheboygan Police Department. And got some great tips as summer travel season is suddenly here. Eric, good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Morning, Kelly. Good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you. And you've got some very good tips here for folks who might be heading on, an extended holiday vacation, going somewhere for the summer.
Yeah, it seems we might be on the verge of the state opening back up and travel being more popular, and with the weather certainly getting nicer the last couple of days, so travel's on people's minds. And with travel, obviously, comes opportunities to become the victim of fraud. So a couple of tips if you are planning a summer vacation or summer trip someplace. Before you travel, when you're actually booking that travel, make sure you're booking through a reputable site like a Priceline, or Expedia, something like that. Just basically don't click on unsolicited links that you would get an email. We've talked about that before.
Sure.
But this is a season where people will send emails to people promising great travel deals, cheap rates on things, and a lot of times those are going to be scams. So just book directly either with the airline or hotel or through one of the more reputable brand name kind of travel sites.
I think it's probably just as a general rule, good for people to, if you get an unsolicited email and there's a link in there, probably a good idea not to even bother with it, just delete it.
Absolutely. The risk is always going to be more than what any benefit might be. So, you know, we always tell people if you get a link from, you think it's from your bank, just contact your bank directly. Go to their website and navigate. If there's a problem with your account, you'll be able to find it that way. Don't ever click on links from emails you don't recognize.
All right. What else you got for us?
When you travel, one of the things that we've found in law enforcement is sometimes people let their mail accumulate in their mailbox, especially if they're only going for like a long weekend or something. But the post office offers a free service of a mail hold where they'll hang on to your mail and then you can schedule the date when you want it delivered. You don't have to go to the post office to pick it up. But scammers will go through if they see accumulated mail or packages on the doorstep. To try to get that and get your personal information, credit card numbers, account numbers, bills, all that kind of stuff. So consider doing a United States Postal Service mail hold. And their website is USPS.com, and you can do that right online very simply, and it's free of charge.
And you save yourself some headaches, too, obviously.
For sure, yeah. For sure.
And you encourage people to use a credit card?
Yeah, a lot of people want to use cash instead of credit cards sometimes when they're traveling, but really credit cards provide the most fraud protection, more so than a debit card. We've talked about that before, too. There are certain protections that a credit card offers to you rather than a debit card. But traveling with cash, you know that you run the risk of having it stolen. We find that a lot of times when people travel, the risk of being robbed or something like that is really low. It's more the fraud getting stolen out of your hotel room or if you're using your debit card or something, that kind of fraud. So when you use your credit card, if there is fraud, you really have zero liability with that and a lot more protections than you do. But also you should make sure that if you're using your credit card, that your email address and phone number is current with your issuer, because if there is fraud and they try to contact you while you're on vacation, they need to be able to get a hold of you. So before you leave, make sure that's current.
I don't know if this falls under the heading of fraud, probably not, but I think if you go traveling to an area that you don't normally use your credit card at, probably a good idea to contact your credit card company before you go on vacation, right? Otherwise, they might flag a purchase as suspicious and your card could get rejected, right?
Right. That used to be more of an issue. You should certainly do it if you're going to be traveling internationally.
Okay.
If you're traveling domestically, the algorithms that these credit card issuers use now can kind of figure out your travel patterns, and it's not as big a deal if you're traveling domestically.
Okay.
But certainly not a bad idea. I mean, if you want to give your credit card company a call, or sometimes there's a link on their website to just say, hey, I'm going to be traveling, I just want to let you know. That's certainly not a bad idea, but it's more important if you're going to be traveling internationally.
You've got some tips too about Wi-Fi connections when you're traveling, those types of things.
This is probably the biggest threat to anyone traveling is using public Wi-Fi. We all have smartphones and tablets that we like to use. There have been some studies that, you know, within a certain number of minutes upon arriving at your destination, people are connecting to Wi-Fi to get back online, either to access their email, do things related to their travel. So if you're going to be bringing your smartphone or your tablet with you, make sure that it has a good security lock on it. Most phones will either have the biometric lock, either your face recognition or a thumbprint, or will allow you to do a PIN code. Some people will do the simple four-digit one. We recommend a six-digit PIN code. It's okay. Much harder for a scammer or thief to try to crack that. So make sure your devices are properly locked. Most devices have the ability to automatically connect to an open Wi-Fi connection. I would disable that. Make sure that you're not connecting to just any old public Wi-Fi. You only want to use either your cellular data or a private password-protected Wi-Fi. If you don't have any other option, we've talked a little bit about using a virtual private network or VPN on your phone. That will offer you some protection, but try to avoid public Wi-Fi altogether.
Yeah.
And then when you're traveling, if you're at the airport or wherever you're waiting for your travel arrangements to happen, some people are tempted to use the charging stations that they have there. A lot of people aren't aware that scammers have the ability to manipulate those devices and put devices kind of behind them, that just like a skimmer that you can't see. And when you plug your USB cord in there thinking you're charging your phone, you're actually allowing access for those scammers to get your entire phone's data and all the information. So they sell, a lot of places will sell inexpensive little chargers. Most people have seen those around. Just bring your own charger with you if you need to charge your phone at the airport or where the hotel or whatever. Don't plug into the ones that are provided in the public spaces.
That was something I was not aware of at all. So, yeah, it's good advice.
It's a big problem in airports, larger airports. You know, they're trying to be a convenience to people and have them all over the place, but it's not hard at all to unscrew that plate and put a device behind there.
Unreal.
That people can, you know, take your data.
And you want to talk about your website a little bit, too.
I do. SheboyganPolice.com. We have a tab on the top under the community section. There's a fraud prevention link. We'll be updating that page regularly with things we talk about on the radio and just other tips that people can have, things we've talked about in the past. So please check that out at SheboyganPolice.com. Under the community tab, there's a fraud prevention link. Check that out.
All right. Good advice. Good to see you as always, Eric. Thanks for coming in.
You too, Kelly. Thanks.
All right. Detective Eric Edson with the Sheboygan Police Department, and we'll see him again next month. Right?
For sure. Yep.
Okay,
you
sounds good.
Yep.
All right, 8:48, quick break. Back with business news in a couple of minutes here at WHBL.